Sure. The Asian American Council goes back to 2002 in the aftermath of 9/11, when we heard in the various ethnic communities various bias-related incidents. And so we decided to convene leaders of various ethnic organizations. There were seven in all. And we formed the Asian American Council from there. And its mission was to provide education and also to celebrate various cultural traditions, provide training for youth to become leaders, and just encourage active participation in civic activities.
That's quite an interesting start for the organization. And can you quantify or summarize the impact that you've had in the now 16 years?
Well, one of the major events was a town hall forum to try to educate the general public about the various ethnic groups. For example, there was a lot of confusion about the nature of the Sikh society, and there were a lot of people who confused Sikhs with Muslims. They're very different groups. And so we had meetings around town like that. We also had a solidarity resolution, which was introduced to various cities and townships. I believe there were nine in all, including Montgomery County and various cities throughout the area.
And before we talk about the health fair coming up, tell me a little bit about the makeup of the council.
Sure. We have sitting at the table leaders from each of the major ethnic organizations, Asian ethnic organizations in the greater Dayton area. And we have had a variety of activities, including health screenings and workshop presentations. This one is our largest event. It's the first ever health fair and fitness expo. It started in a really, to me, kind of surprising way. The health fair started with an idea from an Asian physician by the name of Jhansi Koduri and her son, Shravan Kalahasti. They approached me and said, there's a huge disparity in the bone marrow registry for Asians compared to the general public. If somebody is in need with a life-saving bone marrow transplant, there's about a 92% chance of finding a match in overall. But among those in the Asian communities, it could be as low as 2 to 3% for Southeast Asian immigrant groups. So this got me thinking, why don't we do something about it and support bone marrow drives? And from that, we got the idea, well, let's have a health fair. But health fairs don't attract huge groups, especially young people. So we added a fitness expo with a lot of attractive activities that could attract people of all ages, from children all the way to elderly. We have, for example, not just the traditional screenings, both physical and behavioral, but we have dozens of presentations by professionals on a variety of topics, everything from acupuncture, aging in America, bullying, cancer detection, dental care. I could go down the alphabet to stress management, traditional Chinese medicine, violence prevention, wellness strategies. It's just staggering how many experts just stepped forward and said they want to be a part of this.
To recap, we're speaking with Ron Katsuyama, who is the chair of the Asian American Council, and you are having a health fair and now a fitness expo on April 14th at Christ Church United Methodist on Schroyer Road in Kettering, and that's going to run 9 a.m. to 5 p.m., and you've got a lot of services. This obviously has grown over the years, especially with the addition of this fitness expo.
Yes, this is a first time ever event where we have so many activities going on at once. When somebody arrives, they'll be finding just a lot of things to do. In fact, we have about five tracks with different activities, including the screenings, major talks on various topics. We have two sets of fitness activities going on simultaneously, individual classes, and we have ethnic cooking demonstrations. And our fitness expo is designed to appeal to all ages. We'll have children's games. We'll have lessons in guided meditation or yoga, individually or in groups. So there's just a lot of activities going on. So if you come early and plan the day, I think there'll be a lot of interesting and enjoyable activities for everyone, from children to elderly adults.
And great. If people want more information on this, they can visit aacdayton.org. You've also got a Facebook page where you list several events.
Yes. Our complete schedule of activities is listed on both, or people from the general public can call the Latino Asian Native American Center at Wright State University. Their number is 937-775-2798, 775-2798.
I've been speaking with Dr. Ron Katsuyama. He's the chair of the Asian American Council and event coordinator of the Health Fair and Fitness Expo. Again, that's taking place April 14th. From 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. at Christ Church United Methodist. That is directly across from Fairmont High School on Schroyer Road. Ron, thanks so much for your time and good luck with this event.
Thank you so much. I really appreciate your helping us get the word out.